April 15, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, Persecution and Power. Opening Prayer. Lord, show me through your word who I am called to be and what you call me to do in this world. Read Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 through 23. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Reflect. Are you anxious when given the opportunity to share the gospel? Not only have we been commissioned to do so, but we have been given the Holy Spirit and instructions to help us. Jesus specifically prepares his disciples for the persecution they will undoubtedly face in the course of their missionary ministry. Verse 16 introduces the principles that should enable them to remain faithful witnesses to Christ throughout such difficult times. First, they must know that it is Christ who sends them. Second, they must understand that they go as sheep to fellow sheep who are lost. They will minister as equals, not as superiors or inferiors. Third, they must be both shrewd and innocent, a combination of characteristics which is well illustrated by the eminently practical advice in the following verses. They are not to encourage persecution by their own foolishness, naivety, or sin. Indeed, whenever possible, they are to flee from it. Fourth, they are to stand firm to the end. Christians must persevere in following Christ along the path of suffering, which is the only route to ultimate glory. That means they are always to be on guard, fully aware of the reality of the spiritual warfare in which they are engaged. They are to be fully aware that Christians will not be universally popular, that persecution may arise even from within their own families, and that persecution may bring with it new opportunities for witness to Christ, opportunities that were previously unimaginable. In such unnerving situations, they are not to worry about what to say. Indeed, they have no need to worry, for the Holy Spirit will speak through them. When we experience the presence of our powerful enemy, what a comfort and strength it is to know that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Apply. Is there anyone you know who is suffering for the sake of Jesus? How might you encourage them? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, I lift up to you Christians being persecuted for their faith. Help them to be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves, that they may stand firm in their witness to Christ.